When the Canaanite king of Arad, who lived in the Negev, heard that Israel was coming along the road to Atharim, he attacked the Israelites and captured some of them. Then Israel made this vow to the Lord, "If you will deliver these people into our hands, we will totally destroy their cities." And the Lord listened to Israel's plea and gave the Canaanites over to them. And they completely destroyed them and their towns, so the place was named Hormah, which means destruction. They traveled from Mount Hor along the route to the Red Sea to go round Edom. But they spoke against God and against Moses and said, "Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the desert? There's no bread, there is no water, and we detest this miserable food." Then the Lord sent venomous snakes among them. They bit the people, and many Israelites died. And the people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned when we spoke against the Lord and against you. Pray that the Lord will take the snakes away from us." So Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord said to Moses, "Make a snake and put it up on a pole, and anyone who is bitten can look at it and live." So Moses made a bronze snake and put it up on a pole. And then when anyone was bitten by a snake and looked at the bronze snake, he lived. And so reads the word of God. And Father, I want to pray that as dawn comes and speaks on this passage, that you will come and by the Holy Spirit, not just speak to dawn, but speak to each one of us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Paul.